B-Pod Studios.
Comic books, anime, video games, sci-fi. If you've been made fun of for it, we're probably going to talk about it.
Everyone pretend podcasting isn't boring.
This is Nerd Radio.
Good evening. I'm Dr. Emmett Brown. I'm standing on a parking lot at Twin Pines Mall. And this is Temporal Experiment Number 1.
Welcome to this week's Nerd Radio, wherever you're getting your podcast, as part of the B-Pod Studios Network, and of course on your social media at Nerd Radio 101. My name is Chuck Bean. I am joined for this week in Nerd News by James.
Hello!
And Al Beck.
I'm here, sort of.
And we appreciate, not only do I appreciate you guys being here, but I appreciate everybody tuning in on Twitch Wednesday afternoons. You can find us at twitch.tv/checkpointxps around 11:30. Getting started. We're a little late today, but that's okay.
Look at you plugging the channel without any help.
I know. I'm actually buying
notes, huh?
If there's one thing we made perfectly clear by our late arrival is Chuck doesn't need any help. He's like, well, I can't rely on you two idiots for anything.
No, you know what? I am buying time while I pull up our Twitter because we got to start with WandaVision.
Oh, okay.
We had somebody up on our Twitter. Mavan Design, at Mad L Fan, that demanded to hear our thoughts on Friday's WandaVision. I know that Al, I know that you had watched it. Mm-hmm. I got to see it on Friday, yeah. So I didn't get anything spoiled. What about you, James?
I am caught up.
You're all caught up.
I decided to watch it. I bit the bullet.
Yeah,
and I was like, you know what?
Yeah, I know you're kind of lukewarm on the show.
I don't enjoy the sitcom-y
right.
stuff. I'm like, I don't really care if you're doing your version of Leave It to Beaver or whatever. Just tell me what's going on.
Right.
Yeah. And you know what? On that note, I like it. So let's move on.
Fair enough.
That would be a total James move to troll that Twitter person. Like, they're talking about it!
Yeah.
James like, I don't know. I like it. Yep. Chuck, cool. All right, move on. What happened in wrestling?
What's this?
I hurt my whole thing all about.
We'll get to it. But I have to say that I was genuinely shocked and surprised by the ending of the newest episode. Let's put it up front right now. We're gonna spoil the hell out of the newest WandaVision. So if you haven't caught up, well, the newest one. This episode drops on Friday, so there'll already be a new one. But last week's WandaVision. So if you haven't caught up yet, you may want to either fast forward a couple minutes through the podcast.
Yeah, bum, get caught up on your entertainment.
Oh, that's rich coming from you. Nice.
It's called irony, Chuck.
Hall Gaming says, Al, it's no MASH, right?
That's true, but it could be. You never know. We haven't seen all the episodes yet.
We haven't gone that far yet.
That's right.
So, yeah, the end of this week's episode, Wanda opens the front door to find her brother, her dead brother, out front. But the real shock and twist is that Pietro, Quicksilver, being played by Evan Peters.
Yeah, the one from the X-Men movies.
From the X-Men movies, Apocalypse and Days of Future Past and all that good stuff. I let out a holy shit when it happened, because it's the kind of thing I've read about over the years. And like, yeah, they killed the one Quicksilver so they could bring the other one in. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, that's cool, but it's never going to happen. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
And then, ooh,
and then it
looks like it's happening. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I thought was weird too. Cause she even makes a statement in that episode that she can't bring people back from the dead.
Yeah.
But I guess technically he's not dead. Unless you're going to the Quicksilver, like, so now does this mean, unless this is what everybody's debating.
Yeah.
Does this mean it's like a multiverse type thing? So they brought in a Quicksilver that's still alive.
That's the thought.
From another, you know, Marvel universe to be a part of this universe. Or is there some kind of a resurrection? Because she just said she can't bring things back from the dead.
Right.
Moments
earlier
in the fourth episode?
Yeah, in the episode before that, there's that, she gets that brief flash of vision and he's got the hole in his head.
Yeah, he's all zombied. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's, you know, the thoughts of like, well, what does that mean? Is he actually dead and she's just animating him? Because that would make sense.
Yeah, so what we're seeing is just whatever she's envisioning the life to be.
Yeah.
But in reality, it's like a zombified vision.
Wish fulfillment.
Yeah, like a marionette puppet.
Yeah, there was
an
issue of New Mutants from the X-Men line from the 80s that I had never read. I'd read about multiple times, but never actually gotten to read until last year when I got the Marvel Unlimited app. And the character Doug Ramsey, whose mutant power was that he could understand and speak any language, which is a worthless mutant power when it comes to fighting bad guys.
Oh, yeah.
So he was the one that they always tried to protect. He eventually gets killed halfway through the run. and the alien warlock that is a part of the team doesn't understand the concept of death, but he knows that he can. He always used to attach to Doug and like make armor for him, and also because he's a shapeshifter. So mm-hmm. he just animates Doug because he sees his friends are sad that Doug won't get out of the coffin and wake up anymore. Oof. So he's like, well, I'll just make Doug alive again.
Hey, it's me, Doug.
Right.
I'm back from the dead. Let's go do Doug stuff. Let's go have some pizzas with Doug.
Delightful.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So it's maybe a little bit of that going on.
I like my zombie voice. It sounds like an old man on the crapper.
A little bit. Yeah.
I told Martha no more cheese.
Can we get you for that? What's that Left 4 Dead like sequel game that's coming out?
Back 4 Blood?
Back 4 Blood. Can we get you to just do the zombies in Back 4 Blood?
Yeah.
I would.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. I hear you talk about pills here. Ammo here. I'm coming for your ammo.
Oh, man. We're going to have to mod that. Speaking of modding, I've got some news as far as that's concerned later on in the show.
Nice.
Look forward to that. So, yeah, now that the show is shifting more towards a Lost kind of conspiracy theory, what's going on question and less mm-hmm. of a sitcom thing, do you enjoy it a little bit more?
Yeah, I enjoy everything that does not take place inside of a sitcom.
Yeah.
All the stuff is happening with Sword. All the stuff is happening with, I forget her name.
Monica Rambeau.
Monica Rambeau, she is in, is she a character from the, whatchamacallit, not Ms. Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel movie?
She was the little girl in the Captain
Marvel
movie.
She's the little girl. Okay.
And her mother, you found out in episode four that she was the one that blinked out for 5 years or whatever when Thanos snapped his fingers.
Yeah.
And when she comes back, she finds out, hey, we got a subscription. All right. Thanks, guy. You find out that when she comes back that, stuff is happening.
They really like it when I don't talk.
I guess so. We like it when Al's not on the show. You find out that her mom, who was friends with Carol Danvers, passed away during that 5 years.
Because it seems like there's a bitterness between her and Captain Marvel.
Yeah, something that we'll find. Maybe it's because Carol wasn't around when her mom passed away.
Okay.
She was out in space doing space stuff.
Yeah, she's Captain Marvel, you know, got to give her a break.
The fan theories over the show are amazing. Like, Monica in the comics ends up being the character Photon, but before Carol took on the mantle of Captain Marvel, Monica was known as Captain Marvel.
Gotcha.
During, like, the 70s.
Well, I've seen every single, like, character from the Marvel Universe somehow being tied into WandaVision. We got the Fantastic Four I've seen.
Sure.
I'm trying to think who else. I had a whole bunch of them on the tip of my tongue. Now that I'm live on camera, I'm all shy, and I can't.
Well, they had Kat Dennings.
Kat Dennings is in this, which is really fun. The guy that was in the FBI from Ant-Man.
Yeah,
which was a super cool thing. The first time he shows up, he does the card trick that he asks Ant-Man about in the Ant-Man and Wasp sequel.
I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, when Paul Rudd does the card trick, and he's like, "Can you teach me how to do that?" And now we see him a couple years later, and he figured out how to do it. Yeah. It's.
I never checked the computer levels. I think now was a perfect time.
It's a perfect time for it. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. JK Living Free says, come on now. You're staying current on shows. Makes the rest of us look bad.
You are correct.
Yeah. So I looked it up on IMDb. We got 4 more episodes left. It's going to be a 9-episode series.
Okay. Oh, wow. So that's 9 episodes, huh?
Yep. So we've got 4 more episodes of watching it slowly unravel.
Yeah.
Which will be kind of fun. I feel a little bit cheap. I feel like the episode should be longer the more of it we spend in actual reality instead of sitcom reality, because I feel like I'm getting cheated out of my sitcom stuff because the first couple were nothing but sitcom.
Oh, yeah. I kind of have enjoyed a little bit of the sitcom stuff. Now, granted, that's my wheelhouse. What they're parodying.
The nostalgia factor of whatever. Hopefully there's a Married with Children parody. How great would that be?
Great.
I like that meme that's going around.
Yeah.
However, I will say I tend to, as much as I love watching an old show, I don't necessarily enjoy the parody as much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But what I really like about it is when reality breaks in and the canned laughter goes away and there's like that sort of serious
There's some kind
tone
of sinister and, note coming yes, up in the background.
It's very heavy.
Wait.
Yeah, I like that. I really like that about it. But the funny thing is, kind of like how you were saying you feel cheated, there are times when there's a reality scene's been going on too long. I'm like, I kind of want to get back onto the WandaVision world. Yeah, exactly. I kind of want to go check that out for a little bit.
They're on pause while we're watching all this. What are they doing?
Right. But I do like how they changed the aspect ratio and all that cool stuff. And
yeah, that's a neat.
The video
such a
looks
simple
different.
Effect.
Yeah,
but really cool how like the letterboxing will fade in. And yeah. The screen will pan out, so yeah. That, to tell you that it's going someplace different. Yeah, I'm digging it, and I'm excited because we found out over the Super Bowl that I think there's a 1 week break, and then we're right into the next Marvel show.
Yeah, the whatchamacallit?
Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Thank you.
Okay.
Did you guys happen to catch that trailer?
I did not see the trailer. I was actually rolling a doobie at that moment.
It is going to be a buddy cop, like Lethal Weapon style show.
Cool.
Because they still don't like each other very much, and they're going to be hunting down Baron Zemo from the Civil War movie.
Oh, interesting.
The guy who made the Civil War happen.
Gotcha.
With Bucky. Also, you see in the trailer that Emily Van Camp is returning as Sharon Carter.
Cool.
She was Cap's next-door neighbor during the Captain America movies.
Is she
movies.
Like the his kind of pseudo-love interest?
A little bit. She's okay. The granddaughter of his crush from in World War II.
That's the connection.
Which makes it a little weird. And you also got...
Nowadays, that's okay.
A guy showing up...
Grandma, then bang the granddaughter, as long as she's of age.
Right, as long as it's age
2021.
Also, we've got a guy showing up as John Walker, who was U.S. agent in the comics. It was kind of like, he's the guy they hired to replace Captain America, and he's a little bit more hard-nosed military. He's kind of a jerk.
Mm.
So it'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out, but the trailer looks enjoyably hilarious.
It's funny, because the trailer aired as I was taking care of some other business.
And you already said you were rolling a doobie.
And my fiance's like... They just announced a new Marvel movie. I was like, what? There's a new Marvel movie? She's like, yeah. Winter Soldier and the Falcon. I'm like, I think that's a Disney Plus show. still very cool that we got a trailer, but I don't think that's a movie.
Right, right. So yeah, no idea how long those episodes will be or how many episodes of it we'll get, but the trailer looks hilariously fun, and it's only about a month away.
That's cool. It's nice to, I bet you they're going to keep doing that to where they'll keep you on the hook. Yeah, they get you with the WandaVision,
yeah.
So you watch for 8 weeks and give you a couple weeks off, and guess what? We're back. More Marvel stuff. Yeah.
I feel like there was going to be a longer break before COVID happened. Mm-hmm. I feel like we were probably going to get one of these shows in the fall, and then there would be a month or two, and then they'd give us another one.
Yeah.
And then eventually they're just going to stagger them to like, Star Wars show, Marvel show, Star Wars show, yep. Marvel show.
Yeah. Well, I don't like it.
What?
Well, and again, I know this is me. And it's probably unique just to me, but I just, as I've said so many times on the show before, when it becomes too much,
sure,
I just can't be bothered. That's why I ended up falling off of the Netflix Marvel shows.
Yep.
They're just, by the time I was three seasons behind something, I was like, I'm never going to catch up on this, so yeah. Why am I even going to try? You know, so it's going to happen again. It just so happened that I was, what, three or four episodes behind on WandaVision, and I was able to catch up real quick.
Sure.
And then I stayed up to date the last 2 weeks. But, yeah. You know, if I fell completely behind on that, and then the new show came out, and now I'm behind on that, and the third one came out, I go, guess what? I'm never going to watch any of these.
Yeah. I was talking to Steve Black over the weekend just for a couple minutes, and he was telling me that he liked The Mandalorian so much that it was coming out at the same time that the new Star Trek Discovery was coming out, and he stayed current on Mandalorian, but, like... fell behind.
Wow, that's
Discovery.
Big because he's such
he's
a hardcore
huge Star Trek fan.
Yeah.
So that says something.
If those of you who don't know Steve Black, he's an on-air personality at WRIF.
Yeah, we've had him on a couple of times talking Star Wars. And
he does
that's
really like
trying to bring them into the fold.
For sure.
Discovery as well.
I've
had my ups and downs with it. But it's funny because the most current season, season three, I was in here singing praises to it at the beginning, loving the new season. But by the end of this season, I was like, my God, like I think I actually hate Star Trek Discovery.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That's a big reveal.
Is there any other Star Trek shows that you hate?
Below Deck?
No, I kind of enjoyed that.
Okay.
Honestly, it's not my style of humor, but I did end up enjoying it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's obviously a couple movies that I'm not crazy about.
Just strong words to be like.
Yeah, but
I do
is
not
there
like this show
aside from Discovery?
Thing.
Is there a series that I do not like?
Deep Space Nine.
No, I love Deep Space Nine. That's great.
Enterprise.
Really good. There's aspects of it I didn't care for, but it's, overall, it's really good. Voyager was great.
Voyager was the other one I was
obviously, original series.
Nope, there's not a... You can't...
I mean,
find me a person that hates Next Generation.
I was like, I despise it.
Find me a person. Impossible.
It's my absolute favorite.
It's the most palatable Star Trek show ever.
You know what? A lot of people do not count the animated series, but I will. I always do, so I will add that to the list. That is... a tough watch.
The old school.
The 70s one. Yep. Yeah, the animated.
It's animated like He-Man.
It's like Hanna-Barbera or whatever.
It was the same six scenes over and over.
It's a tough watch.
Yeah.
I've made it through once.
Could they like Space Ghost, any of that stuff? Do you think they could take some clips from that?
I'm surprised Lower Decks wasn't that.
Like redub.
Yeah, or C-Lab.
Yeah, you know.
Like they did.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. I'd watch that.
Yeah, I'm surprised that has not happened. One last thing about Falcon Winter Soldier 2. A Redditor found out that the Dutch Film and Television Board gave the show a 16-plus rating for violence and coarse language, which is the exact same rating Daredevil and Jessica Jones and Game of Thrones gets over there.
Wow.
So, be a little mature as far as the language and violence is concerned.
Ass kicking.
Yep, for sure. All right, well, we're going to take a short break here. We're going to come back. Speaking of language, a wrestler on Monday Night Raw this week pretty much made her career with a spot that we'll discuss. And we'll also talk about some casting news. I've got some Keanu's, if
Keanu's.
You will.
Keanu's.
Breaking Keanu's.
Breaking Keanu's. Whoa. Coming up next.
I love the way Keanu's.
Keanu's. I thought about that 48 hours ago. I'm like, remember Keanu's. Remember Keanu's.
He's like, Chuck Bean, remember Keanu's.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Monarch of Mass, the genetic jackpot, Joe Coleman.
And over to my right, the hummus bread heartthrob, the quad of war, Idris Abraham.
And together, we are known as
Halal Beef Gig,
and you're listening to Nerd Radio.
I do love me some hummus. Gotta say,
I love me some halal beefcake. Miss those guys.
We're back with more Nerd Radio. You got James Albeck and Mr. Chuck Bean hanging out in your ear holes. It was wherever you download this podcast. We appreciate it. Make sure you leave us a review and give us some stars if you're over on iTunes. And make sure you're following us on all the social media and online at Nerd Radio 101.
Yeah, only leave the review if it's going to be a positive one. If it's negative, just send it to us on a tweet.
At Meltdown WRF, as we
right.
always say.
Yes. Right.
All complaints should be issued to Meltdown, the host of Talking Rock with Meltdown on B-Pod Studio Network.
Yep. So, as I mentioned before we took a break there, this week on Monday Night Raw, a particular wrestler pretty much made her entire career in just a couple of seconds with a phrase that, according to Mick Foley, is the Austin 316 for a new generation. You hear about this, Al?
Yeah, I did. I did hear only because it came up this morning on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
James, you want to give the people at home a little taste of what I'm talking about?
Here's a taste.
That's it right there. That is Nia Jax after trying to do a leg drop on the apron of the ring. Her opponent Lana.
Put that in the hands of the wrong person.
That's why you have the drops and James does it. Lana rolled out of the way. She dropped the leg and landed on the apron of the ring, which the commentators have told us for years is the hardest part of the ring.
It is. It is solid steel. And you know what? It can really hurt.
And then, first of all, she didn't ad-lib that.
Absolutely. I 100% think that's an improv line.
No.
Why would you say my hole?
No.
Why would WWE go back and scrub it from all the VODs?
Because
why would they go and censor it?
Because Vince McMahon loves potty humor.
Yeah.
And I swear to you, the conversation was like, all right, what you're going to do is you're going to drop the leg and you're going to fall on that and you're going to say, oh, my butt, and really sell it, because everyone's going to expect you to say my butt. But then I want you to say my hole.
Okay. That's a pretty good, yeah.
That's my Vince McMahon impression.
Yeah.
And she did.
Yeah.
And there it is. Now she will forever be famous. It doesn't matter what else Nia Jax does in her entire career. She was one of the cousins of The Rock. Mm-hmm. She was a model before she got into wrestling. She's a bigger girl. She's got mm-hmm. some Samoan genes in her.
Mm-hmm.
And it does not matter anything else she does for her entire career. She will always be known as the girl who said, my hole.
Yeah. It was too hard for her hole.
That's too...
It's a shame. It's a real shame.
See what you're missing not watching wrestling?
I'm missing something, I guess.
I'll tell you what. I have not been able to watch wrestling because I don't have cable at home. Technically DVRing it here at the station and then catching up on it between breaks.
Oh, wow.
When I was on the air. And so I just go to Twitter around the time that the show's over just to find it. Just hit the Monday Night Raw
see what's happening.
Thing
yeah.
And see what's happening. It's a three-hour show, and the only thing I know that happened this week is my hole. That's the only thing I could find.
This is Chuck on Twitter. What happened on wrestling? Let me see what's going on here. Let me check on Twitter. That's it. Okay.
Okay. So 3 hours went by, and that's the only thing I know that happened. What is that?
Damn.
Ron Simmons.
Yeah, I was trying to find like just a clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They need him. I actually had to show Amy some matches of his because she only knows him as the guy that shows up every couple of months.
And the Acolytes?
Damn. Yeah. She was like, why do they have pentagrams on their tights? And I had to explain the whole.
It's part of the Acolytes.
Acolytes thing to her.
He was tied in with Gangrel too, wasn't he, with the Acolytes? Or was that?
They were with the Undertaker.
Undertaker, okay.
Yep. They were supposed to be his enforcers. I also had to explain to her, okay, so the My Hole thing happened on Monday. God damn it. And then the internet took to it, and I'd posted on Facebook. Somebody had done the rap songs like My Neck, My Back,
yeah.
My Whatever, and they'd taken
my
that.
And My Crack.
Right, so they'd taken it, My Neck, and then there was My Hole, and God damn it.
I didn't cue it up right.
And Bubba Ray Dudley, who was known as Bully Ray when he was in Impact Wrestling, at mm-hmm. one point took a nut shot and yelled, my balls. So they put that in there. And then a wrestler who I'd forgotten about, her name was Shelly Martinez. She was in the WWE version of ECW as a vampire known as Ariel.
Okay.
When she wrestled at Impact, something happened. I had to go find the match to find out why she yelled this, but she screams out in the middle of the match, my vag.
Really? Almost as good as this one.
Almost. But I had to go and look her up last night and find that match because that's the combination now. Is my hole, my balls, my vag.
Oh, no.
That's wrestling.
My neck, my back. My who he and my. That's really, the James remix.
That was pretty good. Actually, this morning I woke up.
That's also
up,
known as the James smorgasbord, by the way.
Yeah. It's like an all-you-can-eat buffet. Hope you like sausage.
Oh, my God.
Vag, balls, and hole.
I also woke up this morning to somebody took that and put it in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Hi-ho.
Ah! My hole, my hole, my hole, my hole, my hole. Oh, man.
It's worth it.
Funny. What do you think about that, Nia Jax?
My hole. Yeah. No,
so you're really excited? You think it's a good thing that they're doing that? I guess so.
She's.
Yeah, that was a scream of excitement.
She's never been more popular.
Ecstatic about. My hole. I can't blame him.
Also, we talked last week about the fact that Pluto TV is getting a wrestling channel with some of the independent wrestling. New Japan Pro Wrestling announced last week they are partnering up with the Roku channel.
Are they?
And Roku is going to be playing some New Japan
stuff. Well, I feel like this is going to be big things for everybody that's into professional wrestling that's not WWE.
Yep.
Between the stuff that they're doing with AEW and Mox and seeing some of the New Japan wrestlers coming out into AEW. And the stuff they're doing with Impact.
Yeah, you've got some of the Impact wrestlers going back and forth.
WWE better be prepared.
When AEW started, well over a year ago, we were like, man, this is going to be the Monday Night Wars. And I was like, well, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. But they're really kind of doubling down on like, well, look, if we're all second tier to you, then we'll just combine forces like Voltron and make a product. Because you got Sting over in AEW now. And like I said, you've got these New Japan wrestlers showing up and Impact Wrestling wrestlers showing up. You're putting the Bullet Club together.
Yep.
It's exciting times.
There's lots of cool stuff going on.
Yeah, so. It's really for a time where crowds can't really be a part of wrestling. It is kind of exciting to watch some of these weekly shows. All right, before we take a break, I've got a couple of casting stories that I wanted to run by you guys and see what you guys thought about this. The first one being that we just found out this morning, actually, via Twitter, that the Sonic the Hedgehog sequel is coming out next April.
Ooh, next April already.
Yep, and the logo has two Tails on it, so Tails will be a part of the sequel.
Ooh.
But the rumor is that they want to get Jason Momoa to voice Knuckles.
Ooh,
the Echidna.
Yeah, that could be cool.
What a hunky little hedgehog. You know what? I'd be willing to show him.
I'm sure you would.
You're willing to show anyone your hole.
That's true.
Oh, dear you, Al.
That's true. It's honestly fascinating that the James OnlyFans hasn't, you know, been a thing quite yet.
Don't worry. I got something in the works.
It's coming up. No. The other casting story I've got for you is I love this headline from Kotaku.
I thought you were teasing what was coming up in the next segment. I'm sorry.
No.
I was like, wow, he's real brief about the he's revealing that it's Jason Momoa. I was like, that would have been a good tease, but he's revealing.
No, that's the whole thing. Jason Momoa is going to be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that'll be cool. This article from Kotaku, the headline says, another good actor has somehow signed up for the Borderlands movie. Jamie Lee Curtis is going to be in the Borderlands movie.
She's going to play Claptrap?
No.
I just want to cast everybody as Claptrap.
I just want everybody to be a Claptrap. Yeah. She's going to play, what's her name? Patricia Tanis, Dr. Patricia Tanis. She's one of the NPCs from Borderlands 2 and 3.
Okay.
She's the one that's kind of crazy.
She's crazy.
Yeah.
Do we have a Claptrap casting at
the
know
They have not said who Claptrap's going to be yet.
No, just no Kevin Hart's Leon or whatever.
Right. And Kate Blanchett will be playing Lilith.
Yeah.
I wonder, what if they get Gilbert Gottfried to be Claptrap?
That would be kind of fun.
I'd be okay with that. He's got an annoying voice.
Maybe that's why they haven't announced it, because they know that that's the one. Like, everybody else getting in, it's like, all right, I guess, we'll see, whatever. But they know, like, if you cast Claptrap wrong, then people are just not going to be happy about this.
The movie will be ruined, if it hasn't already been.
Yeah. I also found this story over on CBR.com. Viggo Mortensen, who we all know from the Lord of the Rings movies, apparently Fox courted him to be Wolverine in the X-Men franchise.
How weird would it be to have somebody not Hugh Jackman be Wolverine?
Yeah, now that we're used to it.
Yeah. It's going to be weird. You know we're going to see another Wolverine.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's got to happen eventually, right?
Yeah,
just
so
like
we're going to have that experience.
Or Iron Man. Like,
the only other person that could pull it off is Danny DeVito.
He's the only person with the right height.
Yeah.
Correct.
But Viggo Mortensen said in an interview that he had a lunch with Bryan Singer before the first X-Men movie, and Bryan Singer was kind of, you know, hey, this is what we want to do with Wolverine.
Who's Bryan Singer?
Bryan Singer's director.
Oh, the director, okay.
Yeah, and Bryan Singer was like, this is all the stuff we want to do with Wolverine, and Viggo Mortensen knew his son was a huge X-Men fan, so he brought him along to lunch, and his son was listening to it all happen and looked at his dad, and he's like, that's not right. None of that, like, he did the
costume. Did his son blow the role for him?
He didn't blow the role for him. His son convinced him to not take it.
Wow.
Because his son was like, the costume doesn't sound right. The background isn't right. It doesn't sound like Wolverine.
I'm liking Viggo Mortensen's son.
And Bryan Singer was.
I agree with a lot of his points.
Yeah, Bryan Singer was taken aback and, like, trying to convince this 12-year-old boy that's like, no, it's going to be great.
Yeah, the 12-year-olds were like, I know, he needs to be in blue and yellow spandex, right? Like Wolverine. And Bryan Singer's like, no, we're going to give him, like, futuristic looking body.
Yeah.
No blue and yellow spandex, or my dad's not taking the role. I'm his agent now. I'm going to agent my dad. I'll tell you how he'll play the role of Wolverine.
And that's when
or get somebody else.
And that's when Bryan Singer wrote the joke about the yellow spandex in the movie.
I'm sure
probably.
It is.
Yeah. I hurt my feelings when they made that joke. I audibly screamed out in the audience of the movie theater, filled with people.
Yeah.
Yes!
Would you want blue and yellow spandex?
I was like, yes, that's what I wanted.
Well, with the WandaVision stuff, maybe we'll get some blue and yellow spandex.
I hope so. I want to see a live-action X-Men movie with all the traditional costumes from the comics.
Yeah.
Futuristic stuff.
Who would you cast as Beast if you're going to just put him in shorts?
Somebody with a huge wiener.
You can't put Kelsey Grammer in that role.
No, well, his name's Beast. You can't have somebody named Beast and he's not packing heat.
But he's also got to be, you know, he's got to be well-spoken and sound intelligent, too.
Well, we'll have to hold open auditions. We'll find somebody.
Are they going to have to green screen a professional? Are they going to get Lars Sullivan now that he's not in the WWE and green screen Kelsey Grammer's face on him?
See, like, Lars Sullivan would work, but I just disagree with some of his opinions on people.
He's a trash human.
Get him out of here.
Wasn't
somebody of the same? How about Braun Strowman?
Okay, Yeah, I'm good with that.
He can be Beast.
Yeah.
As far as I'm, he can be my Beast.
Amy reposted the picture I have with him where I gave him a hug.
Oh, really? And, where's that? You should got to post that on the Nerd Radio 101.
Yeah, no, it was media. So when a Meltdown talked to him, I got to hang out and I was like, can I get a picture with you? He's like, yeah. He's like, can I give you a hug? Because he's only like about this much taller than me. You look at him on TV. He looks like
he's just like a giant.
9 feet tall. He's like the woman that's going to be in the new Resident Evil. But no. No, he's a little, maybe about a head taller than I am.
Interesting.
Yeah, so maybe like 6.5 feet, something like that. All right, do you want your Keanu's now or do you want to take a break?
I think we do. We hit the Keanu's when we come back.
There you go. All right.
Start of the tease. What's the Keanu's?
It's coming up. It took me a minute to figure out what that was. And I was like, wait, that's from The Matrix.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
We're back with more Nerd Radio.
Roger me, welcome me, anything. Hello, hello, Earth.
And now, back to the nerds.
Welcome back to Nerd Radio, wherever you get your podcasts. It's part of the B-Pod Studios Network and on your social media at Nerd Radio 101. Thank you very much, Celeste E-Man, for the follow. I finally figured out where that sound was coming from and where the stuff was. All right, that one, I don't know where that came
it's, from. So the first sound you hear is like, he has followed.
Yeah.
And then the second sound is, the notification is going away.
Oh, all right, cool. So welcome back to the show. We've got some video game news to talk about as we inch closer to Valentine's Day this weekend. And some Keanu's to kick us off. So apparently, according to a bunch of news sources online, Keanu Reeves has been offered the role of Kraven the Hunter.
Kraven the Hunter. That sounds like a very, very interesting role.
For the Marvel Cinematic Universe Spider-Man spinoff. Of course, they're doing the Jared Leto Morbius movie, which is a spinoff, and they've done the Venom movie. They're going to do a sequel to that with Carnage.
These are movies that are not going to be done by Disney, correct?
Right. Okay. These are the ones that are still done by Sony, but are, they're
high risk of not being up to the same level as.
Right. I got to say, Venom was amazing, though.
I enjoyed Venom.
Venom was so much fun.
Still haven't watched it.
Yeah. No, it's really a blast. Is he borrowing your DVD of Venom?
No, he's not.
Okay.
But that reminded me that I still have his Joker. Oh.
Hold it, Ransom. I'm not watching Joker till you watch Venom.
Wait, do you have my Venom DVD? No, I don't think I ever.
No, I purchased it with my own money.
Okay.
And I just have never watched it.
I purchased it with my own money.
What's worse?
It's my money. I earned it on my own. I cut grass and I washed cars and I bought it with my own money.
Nerd Radio this week, live from your second grade classroom.
Give me some of those tots, Al.
They're my tots.
Did you buy them with your own money?
It's turning into lunchroom radio.
It is.
Give me your chocolate milk. Yeah. It's my pudding cup.
These are my hash browns. Stop it.
Let's give Al a swirly.
What is...
Good luck.
Okay, I'm not strong enough.
Send you to the school nurse with a hernia.
Yeah. I think my organs are coming out of my pee-pee.
James' spine exploded.
Yeah. I got four more new bulging discs in my spine.
What do you guys think is worse, buying a DVD and not watching it or buying a video game and not playing it?
I think buying a video game and not playing it is way worse.
I was hoping it was going to be the reverse because I'm guilty of buying video games. And
to me, they're way more expensive.
Well, I've done both.
That's true.
I've done both, so let me weigh in here.
Yeah.
I've done both a lot.
What do you feel like is a bigger waste of your money?
Well, the thing is, like, you've got a what's worse? Yeah, okay, the video game does cost more. But the thing is, like, I can see the intimidation of the time investment.
Right.
Maybe you just don't have time to get to that game, and it gets backburnered, you know, and you just never end up getting to it. I think it's more understandable.
Yeah.
Than...
Because you're staring at, like, I'm never going to finish Zelda on the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just know it's too big. There's too much of it. And that's a
where's the my hole drop?
Oh, I closed it down. I'm sorry. I closed it down.
You missed it. Would have been perfect. Yeah.
I closed it down. I figured I wore that out last segment.
But yeah, but that comment would have fit perfectly in that hole.
You're correct. It would have fit perfectly in my hole.
Yep.
I'm find it again. It'd be a little delayed reaction.
But I realized at the same time, like, I'll sit down and play the Norman Reedus walking simulator, you know, for about an hour.
Well, because you can drive on your own highway. You got a highway named after you in that game.
It's true. You know, I've moved up.
Chuck Bean had to die for that highway.
Yeah.
I've moved up from highways now. They introduced zip lines.
Oh, my God.
Because you're in mountain area, so, like, they can't. You actually have to climb up and down mountains, so you can put a zip line at the top of the mountain so you don't have to climb up and down anymore. You can just zip from the top to the bottom. And now I'm all about, like, every 100 feet I'm planting a zip line.
There you go. I'm trying to think of a good little thing you could call it, the Chuck Bean ripcord.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, take the Chuck Bean ripcord express.
Take the ride. But speaking of getting, is it whatever we said, anxiety or whatever?
Yeah, about how much game there is.
That's how I feel about, I've stopped playing Spider-Man.
Really?
I'm like,
it feels like there's too much game?
I'm like, I feel like every time I start swinging into a new place and I see, like, another satellite dish or whatever to connect to, I mean, I need to go do that, but I wanted to go do this. Like, I feel like I'm being pulled in too many directions. There's nothing like saying, like, I need something to say, James,
go here,
this
do
is what
this.
You need to do right now. This is the priority.
Yeah.
This is the priority. Don't worry about connecting to the radio towers or whatever. Go do this.
I do think
you don't worry about the backpacks.
You don't necessarily have to do any of those side missions.
Mm-hmm. No, but if you
but
have
I
that
feel like,
if you have that mindset, which I do, then it's hard to tell yourself, like, no, I don't need to do that. I've had to do that with Death Stranding, where it's like, no, there is a story going on, and I'd really like to see what the end of the story is, and then I can just go back and do all the stuff.
Because I got to the point playing Spider-Man when I think you get the backpacks and the radio towers, like, right at the beginning. And there's also crimes throughout the city. So you get like
that's
three
all what I'm dealing with right now. It's all three of those.
Yeah.
So there's like three things all at once that's like, damn it.
It's overwhelming.
But like, I mean, if you really want to play the game to completion, I would pick one section and do all the things. Like I would just swing around that section until I got all the crimes done, you know. But then I would, when there would be a new thing, like there's a thing where you got to catch pigeons eventually.
Oh, my God.
Such a pain in the ass.
Once you figure it out, it's not that bad. But, like, it sucks figuring it out.
Yeah.
But then it's like, all right, well, now I got these pigeons to catch. And I would just do all of the pigeon missions and then return to the story.
There was I'm curious if either of you have run into this when you're playing Spider-Man. I would do what you were saying. Is like, I would sit down and be like, okay, I'm not going to do any story missions tonight, but I am going to clear out Brooklyn. Like, I'm just going to do all the stuff I got to do in Brooklyn.
If I didn't feel so overwhelmed, I might try to do that.
Right.
But as I'm being overwhelmed by, like, the radio towers and the crimes and the backpacks, and then I hit the button on the map, and I'm like, I'm only, like, this much of the map. There's still all this map to unlock.
Yeah. Right.
When will I ever get to complete this game?
Right.
I feel like there's too much city. There's too much to explore.
Sure.
There's too much to do.
Right.
And I'm just like, I just...
Well, if you
dread sometimes having to pop in there, so I feel like I'm going to have to do work.
Yeah.
If you just want to play the game and you don't really care about some of the side stuff, if you get to that point, do all the radio towers because that's what opens up the map.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you do a radio tower, another section of the map will be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else you don't necessarily even have to do.
Right.
It gives you a lot more points to upgrade your equipment and your suits.
Yeah,
but
I also realize it's different suits. Only one suit you can keep. Like, if you hold the button down, you just continue to keep shooting webs to sling through the city. Because I was like, I think I broke it. I thought I broke Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. Because he wouldn't do it anymore.
I got a new suit, you know, and I'm like, I'm holding the button down, but he's not shooting. He's like swinging up.
And then nothing.
What happened here?
And now you're going backwards.
Yeah, then I hit the trigger again.
Oh,
here we go.
I never ran into that problem because once I figured out, like, you could jump at the end of your swing, that's how I always did it. So I would swing up and I would jump to get a little boost, and I'd have to let go of the trigger. So I never ran into that with, like, just the continuous thing.
I also had to figure out fairly late in the game that if, you know, I'm at the top of the island and all of a sudden my story mission's at the bottom, I don't have to spend 5 minutes swinging there. I can just take the goddamn subway.
Get the subway?
Yeah.
There are certain places that you can fast travel to when you get to a certain point.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. So, like, there's police stations and stuff like that. And I think
a lot of web swinging.
Yeah. I think if you do the
Because there's a couple of times where it's like, man, that is literally 10 minutes of web swinging away. Oh, you know what? I'll just jump on the subway. There's a quick loading screen where he's sitting there checking his phone, and there's a guy in the subway just looking at him like, Spider-Man's on the subway.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then, you know, you load up in the next area, and that's cool. But what I wanted to ask you guys is every area has a, like, specific amount of crimes. There's random crimes that you'll hear somebody call out. You have to stop what you're doing and go help them. There's a specific amount of crimes that they want you to complete in every area, but crimes will continue to randomly appear. Have you finished an area and then just don't care about anything that happens there anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it seems like such an anti-Spider-Man thing to do. Yeah.
Well, I found that you get to that point where if you complete all the crimes, you actually stop getting calls. But later in the game, you know, the city's overrun and there's, you know, the Sable agents as well as criminals that are attacking you. And I would just swing right by them.
Yeah.
You know,
I would be swinging near the end of the game and I hear, Spider-Man, help me. And I'd be like, no, I'm busy.
That's how I do right now. I don't even stop for crime.
I am on my way to beat up Dr. Octopus. I don't care.
Yeah.
you can get yourself out from underneath that car.
I also think it's weird that Dr. Octavius emails all that stuff to Peter Parker.
Yeah.
I got this idea for a suit. Since you're Spider-Man suit maker, here's a crotch piece that might make it much more well-endowed. It's got some excellent web-slinging abilities. Like, when this shoots webbing out, it is going to be super strong.
It's so I hope it's webbing.
It's so Spider-Man doesn't hurt his hole.
I guess so.
That's what it's
My hole.
Well, I don't even need the video.
My hole.
I like how he sings it. It's kind of nice. Yeah. While we're talking
Majestic.
About Keanu Reeves, though, a story that Al had actually sent me a couple of weeks ago about Cyberpunk 2077, the game with Keanu Reeves.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I just wanted to say, we got so off of the Craven thing.
Oh, yeah. Back to the Craven thing.
I'm not crazy about that casting, to be honest with you. I don't see him Craven. Like I feel
like it's way too serious. Like I saw a tweet when the story was announced that said you cast Matt Berry, who is the guy from What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh no,
he's not. He is Laszlo from What We Do in the Shadows, the vampire. He's an idiot vampire that's sex crazed. You cast him and you get out of the way. Like he would be a perfect Kraven because Kraven is kind of a joke in the Spider-Man universe up until the point he's not. Up until there's a particular story
in the
comics.
Give me a little background. I'm not familiar with this Kraven. The only Kraven I know is Kraven Moorhead, which is a fake, you know, prank phone call name.
So yeah, yeah.
In the Spider-Man comics, I don't know, Al, if you want to take this one?
Not really.
All right. I just didn't want to.
Well, it's funny.
You've probably read more Spider-Man than
I have. Yeah, I have. But, I mean, like, the joke thing, I didn't feel like the Dan Slott stuff didn't really come off as jokey to me. But, like, the stuff that I've read, he's like this badass super hunter guy, and to me, I would want. It's funny he came up earlier, and he's already
like a big game hunter. What kind of hunter are we talking
about? Yeah, yes, exactly, a big game hunter.
He
like
got so good at hunting wild animals that eventually he crossed the line and started hunting people.
So he's like in that movie with Ice-T where Ice-T's being hunted, but instead killed Ice-T.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that. He crossed the line and started hunting
Van Damme
people.
Is a similar movie.
And then he found out there was a Spider-Man in New York City, and was like, "Well, that's going to be the ultimate hunt."
So I want to smash a spider.
Spider-Man was the one guy that he couldn't catch and kill.
Okay.
So he continues to come back as a Spider-Man villain until he finds out. I think he finds out he has some kind of cancer. It was a story in the 80s. He finds out he has some kind of cancer and decides he's going to take one last stab at killing Spider-Man. Catches him, buries him in a grave so that Peter Parker has to dig his way out of a grave, and then kills himself in front of Spider-Man with his own rifle.
I got real dark.
Yeah.
It did get real dark.
Jeez.
But I don't know. I mean, Keanu, I'm sure, is going to do a good job in the role.
Oh, I'm sure.
But I just don't see it. It doesn't translate to me.
But the other bit of Keanu's is that fans of Cyberpunk 2077 on the PC are figuring out how to take his character model and reskin one of the characters you can have sex with in the game.
So you can bang Keanu?
So you can bang
Keanu. I can be
Keanu's
daddy?
Yep.
Who's your daddy's? Johnny Silverhands.
It doesn't take his voice and put it on the character. Oh, okay. It's still a voice coming out of Keanu that isn't the character. But you can totally bang Keanu on the PC in Cyberpunk. If you put this mod in. In fact, CD Projekt Red, who is the people who made the Cyberpunk game, have said that they will ban your game if they find out that you use the mod.
Really?
Yeah, on the
PC.
Obviously,
they are very offended by this.
Figuring out how to do it on the like PlayStation or something is probably not going to happen. But they had to do that. This reminds me of when they put Kurt Cobain in the Guitar Hero game. but they didn't really explain to Courtney Love, like, okay, Kurt's going to be in the game so that when you play Nirvana songs, he'll be the one singing and playing the guitar. But then you can also take his character and make him sing any song you want that's in the game.
Oh.
And they got super butthurt about it and made them patch the game out so that you couldn't do that anymore.
I didn't realize Kurt Cobain was in that game.
He was in Guitar Hero 4, I think.
They made four of them?
They made six of them.
What's the one? Oh, wow. That's crazy. Because the last one I played was the one on Xbox One.
Yeah.
And I think now it's now defunct. It doesn't even, you can't even play
Probably.
It. Like the servers are shut down or whatever.
All I have to say is if you've got enough time to figure out how to mod yourself into banging Keanu Reeves, you need
something else. What else am I supposed to do? No, there's no other way I can bang Keanu Reeves.
If you've done the work, then you deserve it.
Yeah.
He's a very generous giving man. He's very generous in giving. You maybe will talk him into it.
I don't think he's even that giving. He's not in the RJ type of spirit, you know?
I feel like Keanu would let you down real easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd be like, whoa, dude, yeah. You just asked me to like bang, dude.
Yeah. I am flattered, yeah. But I can't.
Yeah. I'll have to decline, dude.
Exactly.
Your offer to bang you.
Do you want
to
go and do you want to go and get some lunch? Maybe yeah. We can hang out. But like, I'm not into this.
How about we perform a song with the Wild Stallions?
Right. All I can think is the I Know Kung Fu line. I know fellatio.
Yeah. Oh, that's good news. Thank you. Well, I know how to receive. Zip. Let me mod this game.
Let me mod this game. Oh, Christ.
That's wild. Somebody actually figured that out.
It is crazy. I don't remember if I told you guys, but I'd seen a couple of weeks ago when the sitting Bernie Sanders meme was a big deal from the inauguration. Somebody took and 3D mapped sitting Bernie Sanders and then modified that Star Wars Battlefront game I love. So that instead of Darth Maul, it was sitting Bernie Sanders with like the Darth Maul lightsaber in front of him, just swinging around. so you could just be sitting Bernie Sanders, just kind of like,
just like all of a sudden you're just swinging around, smoking like stormtroopers, and all of a sudden you got Bernie Sanders
comes
at you
with a lightsaber, and knocks you down.
Oh my God, who's that old man? Is that Emperor Palpatine? No, it's Bernie Sanders.
I've actually fallen back into that game because a couple of months ago it was on the Epic Game Store. You know, they give away a free game every couple of weeks. It was on the Epic Game Store for free, and a bunch of my friends downloaded it. So we will, about two or three times a week, we will sit there at night and we will just play against bots. And one of the characters you can get on the light side when you get 1,000 points is an Ewok. And we've discovered the Ewok is really good in the game because it's like playing Oddjob in GoldenEye.
Oh,
like,
okay. He's so short.
He's so short, people fire right over your head. And his bow and arrow auto-targets.
Really?
So you're just Space Legolas at some point. You're just like, as long as you're in front of me, he won't fire unless somebody's in front of you. And when he does fire, typically he hits.
And does he have like a longbow or is it like a crossbow?
Like a longbow.
Okay.
It's a little longbow. And then, you know, it's just fun to blow the horn. If like three of us are playing Ewoks, once one horn blows, then the other one does. And the other one says,
oh, so
they
all
kind of
like those little horns?
Over and over again.
Wicca is one of the names?
Wicket.
Wicket. Okay.
Yep. All right, before we get out of here, I got some Nintendo Switch news for you.
Yes.
So, James, you'll be excited to hear about this. First of all, with Valentine's Day coming up this Friday, if you've got the Nintendo Switch Online Sunday, you can download Overcooked 2 and play it with a loved one all weekend long for free.
Just all weekend? They're going to turn it off after the weekend?
Yeah, they'll turn it off, I think, after the 16th.
That sounds like a game to start a fight, though. Overcooked 2,
it kind of is. You know, I played it with
Where's Amy. The eggs?
I played it with Amy, and you definitely have to, like, all right, I'll man the stove, you man the dressings, and I'll bring the hamburger meat over to you. You make the burgers and
you
put them out on the line.
Yeah,
I bring the meat. Yeah.
Chuck Bean brings the meat. He brings the meat. Yeah. Where are you bringing that meat?
My hole. So yeah, that's a thing that you can check out on the Switch. Also,
that's cool though. It's fun.
They announced yesterday that a week from today, as we record next Wednesday, they're going to release three new Super Nintendo games and one new Nintendo game for the online service.
Have they given any hints to what games will be?
They have, so don't get too excited because you've not heard of any of them.
Nightshade 2?
No, the Nintendo game is called Fire and Ice, which was a sequel to Solomon's Key, which is already on the NES app. Oh, not a great game.
Fire and Ice sounds familiar, but not a game I'd play.
And the Super Nintendo games are going to be Doomsday Warrior, which was kind of like a fighting game. They just you've never, once again, it's all games like you've never heard of.
They got cool titles. Doomsday Warrior.
Doomsday Warrior, Prehistoric Man, which looks a lot like the Joe and Mac caveman side-scrolling game. And then we're getting Psycho Dream, which looks a bit like the Shinobi side-scroller. From the Sega Genesis.
I'll stick to playing my Legend of Zelda Link to the Past.
Everybody keeps saying Nintendo's just dancing around giving us the games we actually want, like Earthbound or you know, they did all the Donkey Kong countries. So they get, you know, the Final Fantasies.
What other games are you waiting for them to release?
I would love to have Earthbound on there. If they can work something out like they did for the Super Nintendo Mini and put the Super Mario RPG on there, that would be absolutely fantastic.
Super Mario RPG, is that different than like Paper Mario?
It is. It predates Paper Mario.
Oh, so this was like Paper Mario on the Super Nintendo, but without it being Paper Mario. That's when you could get like Bowser and like Boo and the princess to be part of your like our little RPG. I would play that too, yeah.
Yeah. No, it was a fantastic game. And like I said, I wish they could work something out with the Final Fantasy games that were on the Super Nintendo app. I mean, they gave us the Breath of Fire series, which were kind of cool. There's mostly RPGs on the Super Nintendo is what I'd like.
Because I feel like a lot of the games that they have are what I would want. You know, Super Punch-Out, Zelda.
Well, that's the thing, too, is the games that we would really want were all licensed. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to give me any of the Ninja Turtle games because you got to work through like three different people to get the license to reprint the damn thing.
It's true.
The last bit of news I got for you, and this is super exciting to me at least. I told you guys a couple of months ago when SNK started putting the Neo Geo Pocket.
This Transformer
games.
Is cool.
Hey, thanks.
I had a feeling when you were like, it's cool to me, I was like, oh, it's got to have something to do. This Transformer is cool.
No. I told you guys when they started putting the Neo Geo Pocket games on the Switch. And I was super pumped about them because I wanted, there was a card game on there that had SNK characters and Capcom characters that I wanted. And there was also a fighting game. It was the first SNK versus Capcom fighting game that is coming to the Switch. It's called Match of the Millennium, and it comes out next Friday.
Wow.
It'll probably be like, I think they're all like $5 or $10.
Well, I think the big game to talk about that's coming out this Friday, Super Mario World 3D.
Yeah.
With Bowser's Fury.
Yep. For sure. And that game, Amy had actually sent me a video of it. And I was like, are you telling me you want me to pick this up? Because
dropping some subtle hints for this Valentine's
Day.
Dropping
a hint that this is something that you'd be interested. Because, I mean, we got the...
You want to bring that meat in your fiance or your wife's kitchen there, Chuck Bean? You want to get into that?
My hole! Right.
You better get that Super
Chuck
Mario.
Chuck Bean's Meat Kitchen.
Yeah.
I'm not naming the episode. It's not Chuck Bean's Meat Kitchen. It's not happening.
Just think of all the downloads we'll get looking for that
it's
meat
not
kitchen.
Not happening. No,
I think Chuck's meat's overcooked.
I already decided it's going to be what did you call it? The James Smorgasbord.
Oh, sweet. You know, I wanted to ask you, Chuck. Did you ever get around to watching the new Twilight Zone on CBS?
I watched a couple episodes.
Did you?
Loved them.
From the first season?
First season, yeah. I've watched the second one.
Just got around to watching the second season, and I burned through it in 2 days.
That's awesome.
Like, some of the episodes, there was a couple episodes, was whatever, but there were also a couple that were really good.
Yeah.
And it was cool, some of the guest stars they got, so... anyway, it just popped into my head, and I know you.
I'm interested to see the Clarice show that CBS is doing.
Okay,
that's probably going to be on there. When it's going to be Silence of the Lambs.
A lot of previews for that over the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I want to see that as well because I mean, Amy's a huge fan of the Hannibal NBC show.
Yeah,
she still watches it over and over again. I've asked her before. I was like, "You're not going to kill me and eat me, right?" She's like, "No, you're fine. I'm not gonna kill you. I'm too stringy."
Too stringy, huh?
Chuck Bean's Meat Kitchen is a great title for the episode.
I refuse.
She refuses.
Chuck Bean is too stringy. Better.
She refuses to eat Chuck's meat.
Stringy meat. Chuck Bean's stringy meat. Come on.
It could be a line of beef jerky.
Come on, Twitch. I'm looking at you right now. Help me out here.
They are real big fans of that. Hall Gaming says, just name it my hole. It's not. No, I'm not. Every wrestling podcast you listen to this week is going to be named hashtag my hole.
Yeah.
It's just going to happen.
That's why we are the Chuck Bean Stringy Meat podcast. We're changing it from Nerd Radio.
Chuck Bean Stringy Meat Hole?
Yeah, Stringy Meat Hole.
That sounds terrible.
It's like a butthole that's unkempt, you know? You haven't trimmed the garden.
That's just intestines. That's all that is.
Oh,
gross. We got real gross for the end of this one. Well.
This Transformer is cool.
I knew how I wanted to end this week's show, and now it just feels weird.
No! Anyone? anyone else want to do their jobs today?
You just hit every drop he got on the computer? My goodness.
Look, as
I'm punchy today.
As this episode drops, it's going to be Friday, and we are going into our station that we all work at, 101 WRAF, is celebrating 50 years of being on the air.
Okay, good. I thought maybe we were going with a death watch because Christopher Plummer died.
No, it's
continue.
Not. But I wanted to take this opportunity to thank the Riff for letting me create Nerd Radio in this little corner of the sandbox and have it. I wanted to thank both of you for being a part of Nerd Radio for as long as you have and letting me tell you about nerd stories and then derailing the show. I greatly appreciate it.
Well, the derailment is a blast.
That's the part that everyone's here for anyways. And I understand it took me a minute to get on board with like the change of format when Jefferson left. And I'm like, man, what are we going to do? And Al was like, James would probably do Nerd Radio. He'd probably be interested.
That's so funny too, because when we first turned to James,
yeah,
screw it, let's talk about the evolution of the show, I guess, right? But like at first, it was like, well, I don't play enough video games. Like I can still talk about comic books.
Right.
I was still reading them at the time, and I occasionally watched the TV show at the time. So like I had some things to talk about, and we were like, well, maybe we can bring James in for a video game thing. And it was kind of like a thing where it's like, well, we don't want to put you out, James, but like if you've got an extra minute, because you know you and I do production for the morning show afterwards or whatever, and you would like cover some of my stuff on Wednesdays because I would go do the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, well, we know you're busy down here, but and then you'd come in. It's kind of like what I did, where you come in for one segment and then just like stick around. And I was like, well, as long as you don't mind, like,
right? If you got the time, then hell, mm-hmm. It's fun times.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't know how Chuck's gonna feel about all my dick jokes. I'm talking about poops. I'm talking about banging comic book characters.
Yeah.
I'm
talking about Nightcrawler being a diddler. Go ahead.
I wasn't gonna bring that.
No,
up,
I know. I know where your brain's going.
I'm sorry. He's a diddler.
No, he's not. It's not the way it is.
Talk to all those kids.
I wanted to thank you guys. I wanted to thank the Riff, and I wanted to thank everybody who downloads and listens, and everybody that hangs out in Checkpoint XP, because we obviously would not be able to do this without you
guys. Long live Diogenes.
Long live Diogenes.
That's my battle cry. Diogenes! Ho!
All right, so make sure, I mean, if you want to listen, it's going to be a hell of a weekend. We got a bunch of people coming back, and we're going to play a bunch of stuff we don't normally play on the air, and it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, a lot of work went into honoring the station for 50 years.
Yeah, I think everybody, myself included, like this week, I've started to get tapped for like, we need this by Friday. Okay, yeah. I'm in the pool.
And you've been here now for what, like 10 years or so?
It'll be 10 years in August.
Okay.
August will be my 10-year anniversary.
Which is crazy. You know, I've been here for 15 next
I know,
month,
right?
You know,
yeah.
And but you know, as long as we're talking about the history and all that stuff, and another B-Pod Studios podcast, The History of Riff,
yeah,
which is hosted by Mike Staff, who was here for 14 years.
Yep. And you guys,
great guy.
The show that you guys work on, Dave and Chuck the Freak, you guys just did the most recent episode.
Yep.
The current episode.
So they're up there, but they also went back and talked to some, you know, like Steve Costan, who was here.
Arthur P.
Dick Kernan, who was the first program director, and we also lost recently.
Yeah.
So lots of good stuff on there. And Steve Black, who we talked about earlier,
yep,
is a producer on that. So it's a fascinating historical look back on the radio station.
It is.
Very well put together.
Yeah.
Like, I've been listening to the Dave and Chuck the Freak episode, and to hear the history, to hear Dave and Chuck tell the history of them meeting and that kind of stuff, and the meaningfulness of being a part of the Riff, like it's a very cool series.
It is. Even the people that they've talked to that are no longer part of the station, like they you know did an episode with Drew from the Drew and Mike Show, and like at first you're like, oh man, there's gonna be I got to hear this because there's gonna be some sour grapes in there, but there isn't. Like everybody, even, you know, people that don't work here anymore, people that were let go with, you know, in under circumstances that weren't most ideal, are all like, man, it was cool to be a part of it.
Yeah.
And I'd like to think that that's how we feel here at Nerd Radio as well. It's cool to be a part of it.
Yep.
All right, guys. So that's going to do it for this week's Nerd Radio. Find us on social media, Nerd Radio 101, and, you know, find the podcast over at nerdradio101.com. Talk to y'all later.
I'm in a difficult situation here. I mean, after all, you're nerds.
This Transformer is cool.
Have a great weekend.
See you later, nerds.
The future's stupid, guys. I'm sorry, but it is.
I have spoken.
Am I going to have to grab my hole and stick it in the...
Oh, my God.
Yes, please do grab your hole.
Grab my hole and stick it
just
in the drops.
Just don't do it on this Twitch channel. We don't want to get...
No, we don't want to get the Checkpoint XP people in trouble.
But yeah, feel free. Hey, you start your OnlyFans.
My OnlyFans is where I grab my
OnlyFans. You can come on. You can grab your hole on my OnlyFans.
All right. You just call your OnlyFans my hole. Follow it, my OnlyFans / my hole.
Yeah, call it my hole.
Oh, for God's sakes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.